Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Do.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on IQ, because it's steady get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend. Dope rhymes with no help. There's no pressing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians cut at home, just get to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to a lyricist. Yo, Dre is the name for it. I make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality over saying itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too. From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo, or a
reason, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob, it's a macabre. But you know you need this, and the night I just going just like a fetus or a tumor. Well, here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood, and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam it, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge, another sucker's lacking. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like. It's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if a strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by, y'all know who it is, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, that guy, that dude, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, Van Meadows?
I love it. What's up,
come
bro?
Come on, man. It's just the good and the bad. Ain't nothing ugly over here. It's the Thursday night Get Down on Epiphany Radio. I'm good. What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I am great this evening. I am great this evening, man. Can't wait for this show. Man, I've been waiting all week. Just thinking about the topic and everything that we got going on. But first, before we get into that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to be heard. Or better yet, press 1 to get down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. Y'all need
Man,
to
listen.
Get up on
they
it.
They need to. They need to.
Mm. Come on now.
Let's give a shout out to Epiphany Radio's CEO. Ladies and gentlemen, not only is he the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, who is sponsoring the show tonight. So make sure you get your fine jewels and gems from Arthur Larry Maddox. Hit him up in his inbox. Let him know that you need some Raw Links, or just say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Or if you can't find him, I'm sure you can find me, J-Rob, any one of the other hosts, and we can make sure you get you some Raw Links. So, wise son, man, wise son, what's going on, bro? What's good?
Sir, look, again, shout out to my entire Prince Hall family. Shout out to the ancient Egyptian Arabic Order Noble of the Mystic Shrine of North and South America. Imperial Session in St. Louis was absolutely fantastic. You know it's fantastic because I did my show, instead of sitting next to Van, I did my show from inside of a car across the street from my hotel. Tell me that's not
Man,
love. Tell me that's not
that's
love.
Love. That's love.
Come on now. Come on now. But I got to give the nobles and daughters a lot of credit. It was really dope. And hey, listen. I'm just hyped because the Get Down is back on. I'm sitting next to Van. We got microphone. We got open mics. We got poetry. We got spoken word. We got y'all. Let's go there. We got y'all.
That's
so,
it.
I'm hyped. I'm so hyped.
Man. I'm hyped too, bro. You know, what a great song to open up this type of show. Then express yourself. Why is that important? Say, Rob, let them know, why is it Express Yourself important? What is tonight's topic, bro?
Tonight we want to know something about y'all. Tonight we want to know what social issues inspires your pen. Now, there's a couple of different ways you can look at this. You could look at this from an educational standpoint. You could look at this from a husband and wife standpoint. You could look at this from a pro-life, pro-abortion standpoint, civil rights standpoint, LGBTQ standpoint. You can look at this from whatever you want. What social issues that are hitting the sound waves today, or give you a better dope line, what social issues from yesterday haven't been addressed today? What inspires your pen?
Ooh. Inspiration at your finest.
Hold that in your pocket, man. You know where we're going with this. So, what social issues inspires your pen? That's where we're going tonight. That's where we're taking this tonight. This is the journey into sound that you have agreed to be a part of. Welcome to the get-down.
True hip hop players know that.
However, because this is a get-down, this is a journey into poetry. Spoken word, as it were. We're curious to hear exactly what you got going on.
Yeah.
Here you go. Welcome to the Get Down.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. That's what we're talking about, y'all. So, why, son? Amen.
Sir!
Amen.
Talk to me.
You know, you and I, you know, we're kind of so much alike, so much similar. Bro, since I went first last week, I want you to get down about what social issue inspires your pen. So, good brother, I'm going to back up out of the way. Hey, stagehand, go ahead. Dim the lights. Get the spotlight ready. I don't need no new mics yet, but I
got
to spit. I got
a spotlight. Okay, I see you. I got a spotlight. Oh, this is sexy. Okay, I got spotlight. Okay. I see
you. I'm moving back. Go ahead and get on down.
I got
it.
You
give
me a spotlight, okay. You know, when it comes to black folks' pain, they have a tendency of saying that time heals all wounds. But what happens when the wounds have gashes and slashes that just won't heal as they need, because broken scabs still bleed? I mean, how much time does it take to make you forget that tomorrow may come from one humdrum bum with a dumb drum just waiting to beat you with it just to keep us asunder or violate one of us with a plunger? When was your sick and tired tells you that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of shit that just can't stop happening, when blind bullets find innocent lives that said that they matter after asking who's going to clean up this brain matter splatter? The frustrating part about all of us being is that we march and y'all get mad. We sit down and protest, and y'all get mad. If we speak up for ourselves, y'all get even mad. But when it comes to holding people accountable for the violence, and we die, y'all get silent. This shit is just so stupid, but I have a right to be hostile because my people continue to get persecuted. And what's worse is that the clear and present danger don't always come from the hands of a stranger. And if you pay attention to a few, because some of those same people that have been violated look a lot like people that look like me and you. I mean, why are we always on the next list the endangered species list? Why does it always happen and go down like this list? But every time we flip, you ask me, why am I still pissed? I mean, I'm just tired of silent marches and tears that turn into silent cemetery grass fertilizer. And I live for the day when all of this is over and we don't have to talk about this kind of shit no more. But I feel until unicorns become real and dogs learn how to meow and Wakanda really becomes a reality, it feels like our pain ain't ever going to be nothing more than another unsolved American tragedy. This is a life that we have to live. And unfortunately, this shit ain't changing. I'm done.
Yo, did y'all hear this? First of all, my brother, dope piece, Fire Ink. Hey, man, but there's a part of this that sticks out for me that I don't know if everybody heard. So I'm gonna repeat it back because the dexterity of these lines. I'm just tired of silent marches and tears that turn into silent cemetery grass fertilizer. Who writes this? Who writes like this? But I feel your pain, bro. I feel your pain. Man, y'all better get in on this. Y'all better get in on this. Tap into this brother as he spit this melodic truth, bro. Fire.
I thank you, but I do pieces like this for the Breonna Taylors of the world.
Yes, sir.
Like, how come her and the Sandra Bland of the world, you know, if it wasn't for the media being who they are, we wouldn't hear about them. We wouldn't hear their stories. And in some cases, I'm at my wit's end when it comes to the fact that there are times in which you get the grand jury saying they're not going to press charges or prosecute.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking and it's frustrating because it happens to us on such a regular basis. When you hear that the grand jury decides to prosecute, the black community stands up and goes, get the fuck out of here. They're going to prosecute?
Right.
You know.
Right.
Because we've been disappointed so often. We've been marginalized and gentrified, and still we get no justice. And the only way to express my frustration is through poetry. So that's what I'm coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm glad that line stuck out for you.
It did, man. It's a very fortune-telling, unfortunate truth.
Amen.
As we stand there at the cemeteries, we cry tears that become fertilizer for the grass that we're putting our loved ones in the ground in. So, yeah, that's deep on some of the levels. Yeah.
Inside. Hence, that's why I said, who's next? And why we got to be on that endangered species list.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. That's a dope piece,
listen,
man.
I appreciate you. But now I gotta take a back seat for a second because I want the listeners to hear and to intellectually taste and digest what's about to come from your pen. I can do this for a minute, so I'm going to step out of this spotlight. I'm going to step out of your way. I need you to give them what I know is coming. So please do me the honor and get on down.
My brother, this piece is called My Pen's Social Issue. For me, it's the key social issue that has family members soaking tissue after tissue, and that is the senseless loss of life over and over again. This is when my pen gets angry and the gamma radiation decides to run through my ink, unleashing the infection that causes my metaphors and words to turn into a Hulk, spitting out words of bone-crushing caliber in bulk to help evil and wrongdoers feel the pain of the innocent lives being taken or slain, some red pill or blue pill nightmare. The rivers fill with the blood of those unaware that his or her life would end. Sometimes by officer friendly or someone called friend. So as we are left to cry into a dry tissue, you wonder why black lives matter. Yet don't all lives matter, but you don't see an issue. My brother, my sister, why do we kill each other? Is it too much to just love one another? The violent cancellation of lives that matter to the survival of our population. My pen is tired of weeping onto a blank canvas, scribing out more and more injustices, bringing awareness to days past, creating a past that hurts the present and makes the future extinct, destroying lives for future generations, creating more opportunities for my ink to be leaked. Why does my doves have to cry? When my pen would rather create Zen, how do I continue to keep a vow? What happens to that? Where the orbital prison of this sphere continues to create earth-shattering consequences of a life that can be gone by systemic sequences. But we are expected to calm down. Be David Banner without a frown. So there you have it. The social issues that inspire my pen that sometimes can be explicit. Paul.
This is pretty heavy. You got a couple of things in here that I get the superhero reference. But how you twisted that into your angry spot. I like that. The whole gamut. But you gave them something to think. You gave them something in this when you said some red or blue pill nightmares and rivers that will fill with blood of those that are unaware. Oh, man. The rivers of blood that flow through our communities that are in between the lines of chalk lines is where I saw that. You know, and then you hit us with the whole creating a past that hurts the present and makes the future extinct. I heard that, and I'm like, we're on the same page. We're on the exact same page. I'm asking us not to, why do we have to be on the endangered species list in fear of extinction? And here it is, Van, talking about the exact same thing unbeknownst to me. Why does my doves have to cry when my pen would rather create Zen? Come on. That line right there. That's why I dig this stuff in Corporal Tree. And this is one of the reasons as to why I'm such a huge fan of your work. Salute.
Feeling is mutual, my brother. Salute to you, too. Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where the show's going. I hope y'all are prepared. That's where the show is going tonight.
Yeah, that's where we're at tonight. That's where we at tonight.
Yeah, that's where we at. That's where we at. So,
yeah.
Get a seatbelt, y'all, because somebody might get offended and somebody might disagree. And tonight we get to say, so what? This is about you and your pen and what inspires both of you to do what you do.
That's right.
All right?
Man.
So, Van Meadows.
Yes, sir, bro.
What do you think about us opening these microphones and getting a feeling for what these people are feeling when they're feeling what they're feeling when they tell us what they're feeling?
Oh, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to open up these lines because I'm interested in hearing what inspires these poets' pens from a social standpoint. And
I'm curious.
If you ready, bro, I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready. Hey, if you're ready, I'm ready.
Let's get
and
to
if
it.
I'm ready
Let's
and you're ready, then we're ready. Let's get to it.
Hey, man, listen. Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, the first poet on the mic happens to be none other than Epiphany's own CEO and Raw Links CEO, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. What it do? What it do? Shannon Abosa. What's up, my brother?
Shannon Abosa. What's good, bro?
Big bro, how you doing, man?
What it do, J-Rob the Wise Shun? What it do, my brother?
It's a
poetic.
I ain't arguing with nobody, man.
Good to hear
like
you,
like they
bro.
Said at work, man. I'm living in a world full of, I'm just a lollipop trying to stay sucker free in a world full of suckers. You heard?
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that, man.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all got a brother hype over here with those pieces y'all just busted loose with. Y'all know
hey,
what y'all
man.
Doing.
Come on,
you.
Man.
Hey, man. You know, listen.
You know what's happening in the streets? Of course we, you guys know what it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We
yeah,
up your
yeah.
alley with this one.
No.
Yeah. Y'all got my blood running. Y'all know I got to go to work. Y'all know how y'all send me to work with this kind of stuff like this.
Come on now.
Hey, man. Bring that heat. The only way for real the poet Douglas can, man.
Hey,
come on,
man. No, but hey, man. Y'all got me like I'm stuttering inside my mind. There's two things. It's more than one thing that that inspires my pen socially. One being social injustice on the outside. That's a perimeter thing for me. And the other thing is something that affects us from the inside, and that's genocide amongst our people due to lack of unity. Unification. And I would like to say, really, the second one has been bothering me more than the first, to be honest with you. We've been persecuted for a long, long time. You can almost become immune to it. What's another word that I can use? Desensitized. To it, you know, when the abuse is so used to being abused, you know, and the other one is just heartbreaking, and it needs to be discussed and talked about a lot more, because maybe if we can get that second issue in control and out of the way, the first issue would disappear. Because there would be unification.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
You know it's funny. I was at work, and you know I work in social services, and we're sitting in a room full of brothers. Some guys have come home from jail. Others been home from jail. Others are just in the streets, and they're talking about how, you know, I'm gangster and I'm just that and the third. And I said, well, I have a question for you. Of all the brothers sitting here who's gangster, who's thugged out, how many of your victims did not look like you? And the room went quiet. With the exception of one dude who said that, you know, his violation was against his white dude, his white Russian cat, who tried to violate his wife and child. Everybody else, yeah, their crimes were against other people that looked just like them.
Right.
Like, so don't you think that it's time that we get past this? And I'm not saying commit crimes against other people. Just let the crime shit go.
Yeah.
Because we've done so much better when we weren't committing crimes. You know, there was a point in time when the highest rate of African-American men and women were in college and crimes was low because there weren't no drugs hitting the streets. Everybody was going to school. And then you had something called benign neglect. And that's when President Nixon decided that, you know what, we're going to do this to the inner cities. And it started in the 60s, and it just went from there to Reagan and what he did and Bush and what he did. And we're living the tail end of that nightmare, if you will. But to your point, I mean, it can stir your blood and it can really anger you.
Right.
Where did we go?
So, yeah. So that's where I'm at, fellas. You know, shit on the outside, shit on the inside, you know. But we got to start discussing that shit.
Yes, sir.
Shit up. too many of us are on a daily basis.
About,
yeah, it's a daily basis type thing over here in Philadelphia on the news, you know, one of us killing one of us. Not even one of us killing one of us, but one of us killing many of us.
Yes, sir.
I get to see it firsthand from where I work at when they're wheeled in or rolled in on a stretcher almost every night, y'all. some of them, it's hard to say that I've seen some of them grow up, become men. You know what I'm saying? Friends of the family. You know what I'm saying? That were shot. You know?
Right. It's heavy, man. It's heavy.
Sure.
And it's us. But this is why we are the poets that we are, because we can't skirt over those issues. We have to continue to talk about them. We can't let them fade just because they're not being spoken about on the news media the way they were when the pandemic was at its height and everybody was home. These issues are still out there. We still have to talk about them. We still have to bring light and attention to these issues and hopefully spark conversation that will bring about positive change.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
So for real, the poet Douglas, my brother, my brother, my brother. You got up on the mic, man. You said you was hyped. We got you hyped.
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so.
My brother, are you ready to get down?
Yes, sir.
Then my brother, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. In America, it's like every day it takes all of me to move forward in America. Like if I didn't believe in God, this whole thing would be over, America. Move after move back and forth like a pawn across this chessboard, placed in a place left vulnerable without any escape. Evading the rook, then the knight captured by the bishop wielding a butcher's knife. What a life. Everyday wars waged in America. Games played in America. Like pieces on a chessboard, always ending with checkmate. At the end of the day, in America. I'm tired of playing these games, my nigga. This is my life, world run by dummies pretending to be wise. Making moves being made, none for the people's benefit. We live in poverty while the rich continues to get paid, huh? In America. See, the axe forgets, but the tree remembers. Over 400 years of a bloody past, yo. Invited to look back at the aftermath, I take a pass, though. Grab my pistol, slap a orange motherfucker with a bicho. Use lowercase digits to make small of the racist that sits at the Capitol. Make clay bricks out of horse shit and build a wall around it. From the White House to the outhouse with politics. I wipe my ass with it. Turds in pointed white robes running it. 400 years of slavery, yet they still ain't finished. Now it's women. They want payback from that Me Too movement. Your bodies just like that slave they once had. They want to own it, control it, tell you what you can and cannot do with it. Fuck that shit, yo. Motherfucker, forget that. They work for the people. Me and you, yo. Politics. See, these assholes don't know who the fuck they fucking with. These motherfuckers be like two plies, so I wipe my ass with it. Like diarrhea running down legs of a constipated government full of shit. With grand plans of making this country great for all of them once again. For only them once again. To enslave all the Nubians. To wipe out all the melanin. From sea to shining sea. Roe versus Wade. Now it's the body of women you want to enslave. America. America. God's played a prank on thee. Devoid of good or brotherhood. I speak of all the shit that I've seen. America. America done took a shit on me, nigga. My nigga, what the fuck, nigga? That sickness brought out of sickness a sick shit when you spit shit. Did you get that? I said, nigga. My nigga, what the fuck, nigga? That sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit shit. So go ahead for real. They said, spit that shit. Spit that shit. I don't fear that shit. Don't fear that shit. And I don't sit back, society. You better get back to get back and watch these African drummers get wicked. Go on, for real. Spit it. Spit that shit. David Mott wrote that shit. I just borrowed it. My nigga, they brought us here over waters that were deeper. On a good ship, Jesus, they seized us. From overseas, they see us. Not as human beings, but as King Kong and Mighty Joe Young. That's bananas, see? But that's how they see us. Through this sea, from shining sea, that view that is unseen by us. In a land where justice is unjustly kept from just us, will we ever overcome? When will we see where we be? Right here where we be, this sea from shining sea, this freedom, this emancipation proclamation, oh say, can we see? Oh, say, can we see? Oh, say, can we see? Shut the fuck up. There are still places in America you can't travel at night or would wanna be. Celebrities buying foreign Negro babies like they puppies while thousands of black babies in America go starving. Y'all starting shit overseas got us in y'all army dying or returning home and being reminded that here, nigga, you don't belong. You're just a darky. Fucking monkey, but they can't see that all we ever wanted was the peace and to be released from this modern day slavery. You pissed all over my ancestry. Like cattle, you took hot metal and branded me. You took all my people from Africa and scattered us, and like Tarzan, you create this man, your image, and gave us your religion, and you want us to believe? Nigga, please. On TV, they show African children with big bellies. They show our ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Soweto. You brought us to a place where we have no choice to be. Raped and robbed us from our heritage and our ancestry. And from the cradle, right out of the crib, you stole and sold our kid. Now today, here we go again. No more rope. But they are still lynching my people, though. You found a new way, so behind gates you enslaved by marking our men as felons, choked by the system, rights to vote revoked and shit. Anything with melanin is condemned and shit, while the government gives out kickbacks to these private-owned prisons if they don't fill them and shit. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. So many hung, but still so many of us are straightening our hair and bleaching our skin and cooning buffoon acts to be like one of them. And soon, at some point in time, when their melanin can no longer hide them, they always come back and they feed right back to black. See, but God has a hand clap that'll slap you with your tender ass. See, I'm at my apex. This is where I go ape at. Some people are comfortable with their reality, but the reality is that it's not their fucking reality. Excuse me for being judgmental, but there is some dysfunction in the mental capacity to make a motherfucker believe in the bullshit that they see on TV. Figure it out. Make believe. It's what today in society wants you to see. You see, when you no longer dream, they write this sheen just for you, tailor-made just for you, on a TV screen just for you, and another one of us dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue. And the reality is we're being desensitized by all this shit that we're seeing on TV. We are digressing while there is a purge, and they going from door to door while we like chimpanzees in front of the TV on all fours screaming out evolution, evolution, when we should be screaming out revolution. Ain't that some shit? My nigga, evolution. Evolution is the change in heritable traits of a biological population over successive generations, and their religion is the bullshit that will take you further away from heaven. So they saying soon, that soon every ape in all the zoos will snatch the keys and be free to move into a tree near you. In America. In America. In America, I'm black enough. I'm black enough. I'm black enough in America. But when will I be black enough for justice in America? Go on and spit that shit, my nigga. My nigga. Nigga, my nigga. What the fuck, nigga? The sickness brought out the sickness of sick shit when you spit that shit. Go ahead for real, they said. Spit that shit. So I grab my mic and I spit that shit. For real.
Yo. For real, got us. He got grimy. He got gritty. Bro, that's what I'm talking about. Performance piece. The griminess, the grittiness. Yo, I love it for real. I love some of the references to some of your other pieces in this piece. Dope scribe, my brother. Dope scribe.
Thank you, brother.
Why,
thank you.
Welcome.
Man, when you do this, I'm like that cat on a date that's like, listen, we got to go early. I got to take you home because I got some shit I got to write. And because I just heard something that just, my pen just looked at me and was like, so we not going to write nothing? He's spitting the truth and we ain't going to write nothing?
Right.
Oh my God, you told the truth, and how you blended No More Rope with Am I Black Enough, and you dropped four different joints in this at once, and they all just flowed so well.
Thank you. Thank
if I'm
you.
Listening to music, this is the kind of piece that somebody in the band looks at everyone else and just slowly tells everyone, no, turn that down. Let him spit. Y'all in for something right there. Then the band listens and goes, God damn. I'm glad I stopped playing.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. I meant to warn y'all that it was a mashup of different flavors from my archives, you know. It just gets me winded, man, because, you know, I'm passionate about what I feel, and it's just killing me, man. But we got to get it together as a people, brothers. You know, I'm kind of at the point where I say when I hear some shit, I'm like, fuck that. What about us and us with us and us dealing with us? You know, I can't even get with the fucking slogan, Black Lives Matter, because I want to, you know, I want to see where does it really matter with us. When does it matter to us? But, hey, I don't want to keep y'all, man. I'm just hyped right now.
Absolutely, bro. Hey,
nah, you.
It's your network, bro. You can do whatever you want to do. But I get it, man. I get it. But, hey, man, listen. I know you got to go to the plantation tonight, but before you do that, can you let people know something very special that's happening?
Hey. Yeah, that calmed me down a little bit. Hey, y'all. Hey, look. This upcoming Monday, prepare for the return of the Soul Cafe with myself. my brother, a.k.a. Mr. Poetic Van Meadows, and the one and only voluptuous Miss Pearly Negras, returning to the Soul Cafe for a night of poetry, picking up our pen, where we're going to be creating some magical pieces amongst each other. I'd like to invite each and every one of y'all to, and I challenge each and every one of y'all to test out your writing skills, where we're going to write some stuff right on the spot. You ain't got to worry about bringing a piece, but you can bring one anyway. But we want you to challenge yourself to what we got in store for you on this night, along with some hip-hop, neo-soul, and some R&B. And we're going to have a lovely night of sappiness, y'all. Monday night, some sensuous, romantic, erotic, some a night of love, y'all. Some sick love poetry. Bring your sickest love piece, you know, romantic piece, erotica piece, whatever you want to bring. But check us out this Monday. I'm looking forward to stepping back on that stage and grabbing that mic along with my brother Poetic and my sister Miss Pearly Negras. And that's this upcoming Monday, y'all. Shout out
Yo, by the way, we're gonna get those Huckabuck videos to you very soon. Every host of the Tiffany Radio to send you the Huckabuck videos. So we're gonna make sure that we get those done. But we need you, Fed Athleta, to get out on the dance floor and demonstrate what that looks like for us, so we can make sure that we are indeed doing it correctly.
Yeah. All right. So you saying I got to make a video, bro?
I'm just saying, bro. It's only fitting, man. If we're going to do it right, we need to see how it's done, bro. We need to see how it's done. At least we're not asking you to be like Paul Samson and go do some cartwheels, some backflips at his age. We're not asking you to do that. But we do need some of those, we need some examples of how it's done.
All right, I'm going to send y'all one more video, man, but I don't want to see it all over social media, bro.
Too late for me. Okay.
I got to have
okay.
a drink first.
My brother. All right, brother, get up in that dance book, man, and get us that Huckabuck.
I got you. One love, one mic, my brothers.
One love and one mic, big bro.
Yeah. Baby.
Brother,
mm-hmm.
Take your socks off.
Baby.
Oh, man, I cut them off. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, bro. Look, I'll let you finish that, man. Finish.
Baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet Douglas, you heard him, y'all. This Monday night, he's going to come out of retirement for one show, the Soul Cafe. Make sure y'all tune in. Man, I'm excited about that. J-Rob, we ready to keep this party going, man?
Please.
All right, next up on the mic, we've got none other than Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
What's happening?
Larry got me in my feelings.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, these pieces tonight are heavy.
Hey, tonight's a heavy night, Miss Lips. Tonight's a heavy night. So, you know, this ain't for the faint of heart, but this is a question about you and your powerful writing utensil. So tonight is, what social issues inspire your pen? And if that's the case,
yeah,
I'm of the opinion that you're... Go ahead.
I've been studying on this today, and I decided to bring an older piece, but it is a social justice piece. A lot of people don't know that I was a news producer for many years, so the social justice stuff still moves me. And this piece tonight is called I Just Want to Go Home. And I'm speaking on school shootings.
Well, allow me and Van to step away from the microphone. Let you under that spotlight. Get on down.
This piece is from the view of a fourth grader in a classroom being shot up. Awards day. When I get my perfect attendance certificate. It's been a very busy school year, and I worked hard for this day. We're almost to our last day, and then I got the whole summer to play with my friends and go on trips with my family and just have fun. And everyone's so excited because the assembly was fun. And Mommy bought a new frame for my award. It's really cool with a gold seal on it. Next year, we'll be fifth graders, the big kids in the school. But wait, what's happening? Why is this boy here? And why does he have a gun? Wait, what's that loud noise? Why is my teacher screaming? What am I supposed to do? Everyone's running, but we can't go anywhere. I'll try to get behind teacher's desk. If I run really fast, I can make it. Why is my chest hurting? It's hard to breathe, and my shirt feels wet. I'll just ask, but I feel so weak. Maybe if I lay here, I'll be okay. People are falling down, and why are there red spots everywhere? Hi, teacher. What's wrong with your eyes? Are you laying down with me? Why aren't you answering me? The floor feels cool. Maybe if I close my eyes, all this noise will just go away. Because we're supposed to go out and play soon. Maybe I'll just take a nap. Wait, I hear big people voices. They're yelling, stop! Drop it! So much noise, and I'm so tired. Where's my certificate? Mommy will be mad if I lose it. I'll just look for it later after my nap. It's getting so cold and dark, and my chest and my side still hurt, but not as bad. I hope teacher called Mommy before she laid down. I just want to go home.
That right there, that's pretty damn heavy.
Yeah.
All the kid wanted to do was come to school and be with his friends, and now he's going through the stages of what it must be like to be a victim at a school shooting, and all he wants to do is go home.
That is absolutely heavy.
And I appreciate this piece because this literally, if you're 30 and over, this is a new phenomenon. Because this wasn't something that none of us on this microphone grew up on.
Yes, sir.
This wasn't a reality that we grew up on.
School was where you were safe from everything else. Now it's not true anymore.
I'll say that, but we had bullies. Heck, I had a bully, but it never got to pulling triggers. We didn't have access to guns like that. This wasn't that kind of party. I dealt with my bully my own way, and some of it was violent, but there was no school shooting. You didn't have mass shooting.
No.
Right.
You know, and
right.
As much as I wanted to hurt this kid, and I won't bring his name up, but the actions were there, I really wanted to hurt him. There was no school shootings growing up. You dealt with it,
right.
And you dealt with it, and my big brother dealt with it. God rest his soul. But growing up in the 70s and 80s and even the early 90s, we didn't have school shootings. This is new. This is new, and unfortunately, a lot of these politicians don't want to deal with this straight up. Kids should never have access to weapons.
Absolutely.
And your piece hit the nail on the head. But I'm rambling, and I'm sorry, because this piece really moved me. What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I want to deal with the emotions while writing the piece. Because to me, hearing it, I know that had to be one of the most difficult places to be in.
It was. When I saw the school shooting in Texas is when peace came, I just couldn't get it together. And I kept crying and couldn't get my emotions in check. And this piece started to form, but I wanted to be uncomfortable. And it was a cold, rainy day, so I took a chair and I went and sat outside in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans and sat just outside of where the rain was falling under an awning, and I sat and wrote this piece because I wanted to be uncomfortable, because everybody's gotten so comfortable with the idea of this stuff. It hits the news cycle when it happens, and then in a few days it all blows over like nothing ever happened. But these children are living through things that children don't even understand. Children don't understand death. And they're dying in these rooms where they're supposed to be safe, where they're happy, where they're looking forward to what's coming next, and worried about little things that don't even matter. This child was worried about where the certificate had gone because he didn't want mommy to be mad because he lost his certificate. When his last breath is imminent.
Yeah.
So this piece, like, really hit at the heart of everything. These school shootings over these years has just piled into my system, and watching it over and over again as a news producer and trying to be emotionless when you're writing it because the news can't be one-sided. But
right.
Just trying to tell these stories, and this is the emotion of everything that I've been through in a newsroom piled in, because I was in the newsroom through 9/11. So I had all these emotions that I didn't have anything to do with, because I had to write everything down the middle. I couldn't be on one side or the other. So this was me being on the side of right.
Amen.
I'm glad you wrote this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you wrote it.
And like you said, you did this piece before. If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
Can I issue you and your pen a challenge?
Certainly.
Take this same topic, if you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
And write something about what happens after. And what I mean by that is, God has told this young person, it's not your time yet. And what that conversation sounds like poetically.
Okay.
Because like you said, he's in the midst of his last breaths, unbeknownst to him. He's thinking about that certificate. But now, think about what happens after that, and God tells him it's not your time yet.
Okay.
I know your pen can do it. So
Okay. Allow
me to challenge you and your pen, if you don't mind. Respectfully, I'd like to challenge you and your pen, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Actually, I will work on it as the show is going on. And if I can finish it before the show's over, I'll bring it.
No. I want you to hold that till next week.
Okay.
Me and Van don't give our poetry assignments too often, but when we do, we want to see something. Because you're a talent, and Van and I would like to hear something with that talent.
Absolutely.
If I'm on the right track, Van.
Definitely on the right track.
Excellent.
All right, Miss Lips. Thank you so
much.
You
have your
assignment. inspiring
Thank
piece.
Thank you, guys.
Now we're going to get you over to that
Very
Get Down
so.
Dance floor. For real, the poets over there.
Get my huckabuck on with Larry.
There it is. There
Girl.
It is.
Take it easy, or you know you got bad knees, baby.
That's all right. I do, too. We'll figure it out.
There you go. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lips coming through. You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network tonight. It's the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, by all means, please press 1.
This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The For the Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right, let's keep this party going. Let's keep it going. J-Rob, how you feeling, bro?
I was a little emotional at that last piece, brother, but I'm inspired, and that's why I wanted to
Absolutely.
Challenge our pen, do what we're doing
Absolutely.
To get there. So I know this is a heavy topic for some people, so I'm anxious to hear what's coming up next, man. Who do we have?
Oh, my brother, we got our West Coast go-go brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Sincere. What's good, my brother?
Peace and grace be with you, gentlemen, and the poets before me. That was phenomenal. I'm doing well. How are you? Gentlemen,
hey,
doing
good, man.
It's a great day to be phenomenal, and it's a phenomenal
Absolutely.
Day to hear you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad I'm able to be heard.
Amen to that, baby. Amen to that. Amen.
My good brother. My good brother.
Yes.
You know, tonight we're touching on some heavy stuff tonight, bro. Tonight we want to know what.
Bro, I heard. I love it.
Yeah, what social issue inspires your pen? So, brother, me and J-Rob won't get out the way, and we want you to go ahead and get on down, bro.
If I'm worried about who's going to call the police because I'm helping a neighbor, then who am I? If I'm going to worry about what you write about me and everything you read about me is being transparent, then who am I? If I'm already established, why do you need me to fill your prisons? Why do you need me to continue your assault on what's reality? I got what I needed. I struggled without you, succeed without you. Any problems that I made mistakes because being my own empire, well, it came from you, from my tears and pains, because you said I couldn't do it. I can't sleep till November. Never given an inch to my worth, I'm going to be that empire with a king, no doubt in my mind. You told us to be great. We went to school. We went to a black university to be educated. Because you said we wasn't good enough to be in the white institute. My wings and dreams that are mine. I can't die, yet I must follow my heart to gain my own worth. Cost them this death. My ethos, my primary choice to live in the now. For a moment, I count. I want to be alone for the night. One shall come without any rest course. Do you know what I can add to your life? With pure 100% hustle, sky's the limit. No matter what comes my way, I've been there. I've done that. alone, homeless, and absolute abstinent, abandoned by my own flesh and my flesh. Flesh of my flesh is my family members trying to destroy me. I have women that want a man to establish themselves already, but yet they want to add value to me? That's bullshit. That's a mere escape to making the wrong decision from a bad life that you chose. If money is happiness, then what is a bad fellowship? Just to be in the green cash, my ass. What happened to the hard work? Two can accomplish together. No one wants to hustle today's world. Don't need you if I got my own. I can't get pussy on my own from anywhere when the cash is endless. Shout out to those who still love to love and which love isn't dead by a simple walk on the beach. If I'm established, why do you need me? And why do I need you? I could buy a woman for the sake of mind and peace. When money is divided, when we fall, when the balls run low on empathy of an issue of miscommunication, no loyalty, onlookers, naysayers, duck it. Well, I get that. Diamond loves women, and Diamond loves men, and willing to build one hell of a fortress, no pain, no gain. That's the warrior's way. Train hard so I want to be without the ladder of a ladder. This is art of war, and now I see the striking lights when somebody calls on me. When the police are behind me, because of the color of my skin, I want to thank you for opening my eyes. I'm going to get back on my grind. The black eye shit, white Hispanic, Caribbean, half breed, in disguise, in the nation. Nope, not dead yet from getting my slice of this American pie. Warning, you better get on before the last of the good man leave the station to and fro. For those who keep calling, remember, that's your choice. My father always said, anyone who hasn't hustled can outlive those who don't hustle. Don't rely on just knowledge. Rely on yourself to seek knowledge. If that was true, then as now, don't want to be a greedy man. I just want to be a good man. Damn your dreams. What about my dreams? What about my free will? It's established. So can we add more eggs to the basket worth of products that makes sense to you and I? You're over 40. What do you really have to offer? She said, Dick, I could find if you got curves and long hair and eyes to kill you for. That's a choice again. Look, for me, let me go. It takes effort to be with you. It takes effort to be with this communication. And determination, she said, with a broken heart that was laid to pasture. What clown that clowned you before I got to you? I treasure this moment. I muscle my way to and fro, working for somebody else, making their money. I got to thank you for this time. If I was established, why do I need you? I could struggle by myself, but instead, I'd rather struggle with them. Sincere, from Los Angeles, that's that piece, if I am.
Yes, you are sincere. Bruh, yo, so many emotions are going through me as I'm listening to this, but the first one I got to give you, brother, is absolutely wicked. This ink drips a pledge. This ink drips a scenario that people need to start paying attention to. Ask the questions. Take a step away from the microphone and watch how many answers you get. This piece is really, really, really good. I enjoyed this a lot.
I appreciate
and
that,
I
brother.
I say thank you. Van Meadows, let's see.
I'm humbled.
Hey, man, this coach came through. Coach laid it out on the line like he always do. And it's phenomenal ink, bro. You just came in here and just shook the room up. But how your pen is inspired by the social issues. So, my brother, we salute you for bringing that tonight. So, thank you, my brother.
I'm humbled, brothers. May God always keep you guys safe and continue on your journey to bliss.
Hey, listen, I got a brother that I met in St. Louis. A black man who has his own cigar line, and he took the liberty of sending me a couple. I got to send some to you, brother. You're going to enjoy this. Like, he got his own plant in the whole nine.
I look forward to receiving that from my brothers.
Absolute, man. Absolute. If you like the last ones, you're going to love this.
Oh, absolutely, brother. That was heartfelt, and I needed that. That was right on time. You had no idea what I was going through, and I appreciate it when you send it, and I appreciate it when you guys read my work, and I'm very humbled. For those who don't know, Van Meadows, I want to thank you. When nobody else followed me, you read my work, you kept me inspired. I want to thank you from the bottom of my soul and my heart, brother. It was many days I wanted to take my life because of the shit I was going through, and you read my work, and you didn't know me, brother. That meant the world to me, meant the world to me today. And I want to say thank you live on this Raw Links Radio Epiphany, Larry Maddox radio station. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. More than you can imagine, bro.
I'm humbled, brother.
Powerful. Powerful.
Indeed. Indeed. But my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. They over there huckabucking, bro. So you got to get over there.
I see it, but I'm going to do the go-go. I'm going to do the go-go swing. I can't huckabuck, you know. I'm bringing that West Coast go-go. They can keep that.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, man, listen, man. One thing I'm going to say to you, man, is you keep inspiring those who are also reading you, who are also enjoying your gift. So don't stop.
I appreciate that, brother. Blessings. I won't. John Robinson, I thank you, brother. Thank you for reaching out to me.
You know who loves you. Stop playing, coach. You know who loves you.
No doubt. No doubt.
Amen.
One love, one mic.
My love,
one
mic, bro.
One mic, big bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our go-go brother from the West Coast, Sincere. Man. Whew. Fire. We lighting it up tonight, bro. We is lighting it up tonight. And it's only going to get a little bit more steamier, Jay.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And why, pray tell, would you say something like that, Van Meadows?
Well, that's only because we got next C-34 music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
I've been taking notes. J-Rob, your piece had me think of, you remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I have a sample, and I'm going to flip it. It's Madeline Kahn singing, "I'm Tired. I'm Tired of Playing the Game."
Ooh.
Go on.
Now, and poetic. Okay. You remember the show The Incredible Hulk?
Absolutely, I sure do.
Do you remember the last end scene part, the music?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
I'm going with that.
My man.
Everybody
that's the scene where,
coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that's the scene where David Banner was walking up the road holding out his thumb to hitch a ride.
Yes, that.
My man. Yes, sir.
Everybody's come with the passion. I mean, for real, his poem was passionate and brilliant. Although, here's what I think. Here's an addendum that I would say. Black lives will matter when those lesbians that created it didn't quit their passion by buying $6 million mansions while saying F the real daddies and making them a non-factor.
Mm. Yeah, bro.
I have so many, I want to call them antisocial issues because I really don't want them to control it, but I put it out on Facebook, and plus I'm in Facebook jail, so here we go.
What did you do?
It'll be revealed in the poem that I have for you, and... You know, I have a lot of issues like unborn child, you know, the abortion stuff, because I'm pro-life. I understand women's rights. I get it. you got free will. I'm thinking, okay, what about the unborn babies, and what about the real daddies that want to be in their lives? That's my issue with that. That's issue because I see kids around me, and, you know, when I'm delivering, I see these kids smiling and stuff. I smile back, and it's a passion for me. I just, that's the way I feel about it. I mean, but this is not what the piece is going to be about. The piece is going to be about censorship.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to get on down there?
Let him get on down, bro.
I think I better
get on down.
Go ahead and
get on down, bro.
All right, thank you. This piece is called Lyrical Threat Remixed. Hey, okay. So we really going to start this all over again, making me a mark target for your stock market gains? Make me an example. Rename me Toby or Sambo, but I will never be canceled. Account restrictions for the rhymes I spitted from the ink dripping. You didn't delve into the true definition inside my verses written. You made a swift decision to save those butthurt in the metaverse. I've become a mark. And for that, you can suck a turd. I'm a son of God, and I won't shut my mouth. You talk about harassment and bullying while allowing pics of coochie prints, pornographic dialogues that objectify womanhood, and pushing effeminate men in your agenda when you have straight men arrested. What I said must have threatened your nuts lyrically. Well, I thank you for tagging me as dangerous because there's no fear in me. If what I wrote was a crime to your guidelines, see the conspiracy. I'm a lyrical threat to the nth degree. You want more? Come nearer to me. Let's revisit the line in inquiry. I drop bombs on you like Hiroshima. Is that the one that put me in the deep end? Well, should I have said I'll chop you like Lorena did John's penis? I'm sick of you. That's why I'm the virus to Al-Qaeda. I'm inside your mind frame. So sleep with one eye open as these thoughts rock you to Neverland, past the Netherlands, sent by Federal Express as I express the evidence that if you come at me, you best not miss the impossible. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. After that, I don't get a follow me now. That's that piece.
Damn, tell her why you mad, son. Tell her why you mad, son. Tell her why you mad, son. I like that right there. I like that right there. Tell him why you mad, son. You got a line that reminds me of my man Bizzle. Bizzle, this young MC is something crazy.
Yeah, I've heard.
But he got one line. Woo! He said, well, there's two, but one sticks out for me that says, y'all are so comfortable with disrespecting a black queen, but y'all step on eggshells when you're walking around a drag queen. I was like,
Yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You see me.
Bruh.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this piece is fire.
Television.
This piece is fire, bro. You said so much in this piece, bro. You know, I echo what J-Rob said, man. But you had a lot of lines in here, bro, that really would have somebody like in your inbox, like, what you say about me, man? What you say? You got something to say about me? Like, bro, I said it. What you mean? I said it.
Man, I was watching Kojak. I'm telling you, I was watching Kojak with Bill Duke playing a pimp, looking like Puff Daddy. Had this red and white fur coat, looked like a woman's coat, and he was saying, go get me my lawyer.
Remember that?
I felt like that. I felt like that. Get me my lawyer.
he had that long look, and it was like, so what you think? He said, I got nothing else to say, Code Jack.
Right.
Go
right.
Get me
right.
my lawyer.
Yep.
And so you knew the episode. You knew it.
Yes, sir.
You knew that Rosie Greer was Suge Knight.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Good old
Rosie Greer played the thug in that joint. I got nothing left to say to you, Kojak. Go get me my lawyer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that's my piece. Thank you for having
piece,
me
man.
On.
Nah,
thank
man, thank
here.
You. There you go. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man,
yes,
we
want
to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can I don't know if you want to do the Huckabuck, but they over there getting it in.
I'm gonna do Rudy in the Cosby Show playing the guitar. You know, not the Cosby Show, Fat Albert and Cosby Kids playing the guitar with the apple cap hat.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the guitar?
Yeah.
You mean the
guitar? Yeah.
Guitar.
Yeah. Shaking my head like that. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
That's our good brother C-34 Music, y'all. Hey, man, y'all coming through here tonight, man. Woo. Let's keep this party going, Jay. Ain't no need in slowing it down, man. Let's keep the mics hot. Hey, stagehand. Yeah. I need a new round of mics. Yeah. All right, appreciate it. But let's keep it going, man. You ready for the...
So what?
Oh, yeah.
I just got to keep that young boy in line. Because he always bring the one with the cords. We want the wireless ones.
The wireless ones.
Yo, Vinny, thank you. Get that young boy in line.
All right, here we go. Mm. Next up on the mic, Jay, are you ready? You ready? Because I'm ready.
I'm so ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, King.
Very good evening to you. So, Poetical Angel Queen, let's get right to the point. Tonight is a night that we're asking poets what inspires your pen poetically. And if you have a piece that is locked and loaded, Van and I are going to step away and let you step in front of that new microphone and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called Society's Crimes. George Beamy was just 14 in June of 1944 when he was put to death in South Carolina. He would eventually be exonerated 70 years later. Emmett Till was only 14 years old in 1955 when he was tortured and murdered in Mississippi. The white woman who accused him of whistling at her later retracted her story 67 years later. Trayvon Martin was only 17 years old in Florida when he was gunned down in cold blood in 2012. Sandra Bland was 28 years old in Texas when she was murdered in police custody in 2015. George Floyd was 46 years old in 2020 in Minneapolis when he was murdered by a police officer in cold blood. These are only a few of the names of the thousands of senseless murders that have taken place in the past 100 years. The bloodlust this country has for black men, women, and children is at the very least disgusting and horrific. It truly is evil at its core. The hatred that has flowed throughout this country for black people is absolutely cruel, unjust, and horrifying. Countless examples of savage murders, rapes, and kidnapping has been and is unadulterated demonic violence against one race of people. The excuse that was originally given was they are three-fifths human, so were no different than animals to be given no rights and could be slaughtered at will. Now, in the more modern age, the excuses have been they are a threat to society and various police departments. In absolutely no way is the mere color of your skin a death sentence or a reason to kill in cold blood. It is extremely painful, seriously disgusting, and outrageously disturbing to view our citizens as animals unworthy to even breathe in freedom and to be safe from being suddenly slaughtered. Nation must change its heart, conscious mind set, and its violent tendencies towards those with black-skinned pigmentation. All of our society has been committing violence against humanity when we look the other way, knowing full well that this bloodlust has constantly been happening against black folks for the past 400 years. My heart constantly is grieved, and I have cried a river of tears over the past violence against my brothers, sisters, and children, constant blood flowing throughout our nation, unjustly, unnecessarily, with horrific violence and various forms of abuses. Due to these repeated acts of violence and abuse of power against an entire segment of our citizens, fired to speak out against all forms of racism and injustices across our society, I shall continue to scream, shout, and make my voice heard across this country in opposition to the evil that has been happening against everyone that is black and a minority across the USA. Our society's crimes shall be exposed for what they are, criminal acts against humanity. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I felt this. And
yeah,
you put a call to justice out there on behalf of the community at suffrage. And that's very important to hear. And I think there's a lot of people who need to hear this. So I'm glad it's recorded. Because having someone that's not part of the community directly, but has seen the effects of such behavior directly, I mean, it's a joke. You have the humanity to feel it. And to speak on it says a whole lot. So with that being the case, thank you. Van Meadows.
Yeah, I felt this too, the words, but also the delivery. You didn't deliver this in your normal tone, your normal reading, which really drew me in, because you changed up and you were more aggressive, more angry, and it came across in your like I said, in your tone, in your cadence, the content. Man, the content was really, really good. So, dynamic piece. Excellent.
I totally agree.
Much appreciated, Kings. It's my pleasure. And Van, most especially, you know. One love, one mic. God bless both of you and continued successes.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, that is Amelia T. Davis. Man, and they coming through tonight fire, Jay. They spitting them out with fire, bro. Fire.
I'm digging what I'm hearing. I'm digging what I'm hearing. I'm digging what I'm hearing.
So who we got next up on the mic? Area code 219. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
What's good, man? How you going?
Oh, man, it's our good brother, Brother O, making it through the Get Down. I'm doing good, Brother O. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Glad
brother
to hear
O,
you,
welcome
bro.
To the Get Down.
What's good, Brother John? J-Rod, how you feeling, man?
Hey, it's another good day in the neighborhood, my man. I can't call it. I might spoil it. And it's good to hear you coming through so we can enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's my first time on the Get Down.
Yes, it is.
Is that right?
It is.
Yeah, it's
indeed
my
it
first
is.
Time calling any Get Down, yeah.
Well, I hope this is not going to be the last time,
you,
man.
No,
I hope not
no,
either, bro.
No, it won't be. It won't be.
Oh, man. My man.
That's what's up.
So, Brother O,
that's
of course, I know your ink from the Inspiration Factory. Faithful caller, the Inspiration Factory. We appreciate you. Tonight, we want to know what social issues inspires your pen. So me and J-Rob are going to get out the way, brother, and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Kyle, this poem is called Racism is Very Much Alive and Well in America. Part 2. 400 years after our African ancestors arrived on America's shorelines via slave ships, we as a people are constantly reminded of the cruel realities of systemic racism being practiced in these United States of America. No matter how much progress we have achieved here in this country, racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Systemic racism is ingrained and embedded in the fabric of American society. It gives white parallel access to privileges and rights that you and I are denied solely because of our race and ethnicity. No matter how much success, fame, and wealth you achieve as a black man or woman in this country, you still have to deal with the harsh and cruel reality that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Of course, they may say that slavery was officially abolished 157 years ago by the 13th Amendment, which supposedly were freed on Juneteenth. However, if you read between the lines, brothers and sisters, and study the 13th Amendment carefully, you'll discover that we gained our freedom except in cases where a crime has been committed and and a criminal has been subsequently convicted of that crime, therefore establishing a modern jail and prison system. Translation, the 21st century plantations were the widespread practice of privatization, as resulted in nearly 1 million of us being locked up. Racism is very much alive and well in the United States of America. Of course, they tell us that this country is the ultimate land of opportunity, where everybody has a chance to achieve the so-called American dream, where people from every race, ethnicity, and nationality can get together and coexist with each other with the great intentions of living as one big, happy family. Reality of this situation, racism is very much alive in one of these United States of America. How can you proudly fly the flag of the Confederacy and display statues that stark reminders of slavery in the Civil War, yet it is illegal in Germany to display the Nazi flag, which symbolizes the Third Reich's reign in Nazi Germany, and display statues of Adolf Hitler, who was a diabolical mastermind behind the final solution to the Jewish question that led to the mass extermination of 6 million Jews in concentration camps throughout Europe in World War II. Racism is very much alive in one of these United States of America. Donald Trump and his minions called the Republicans a bunch of Looney Tunes who deliberately caused and promoted division among party lines. They intensely promoted division and strife among racial lines. They did not care if millions of people died from COVID-19. They didn't care about all those kids who were victims of mass school shootings. They didn't care about the middle class when they're trying to eliminate it. They didn't care about our rights as a people, as they're gradually taking them away from us. They only cared about the interests of the wealthy and the rich, then the health and well-being of the American people. The Republicans in the Congress and Senate and all those Trump supporters are the consistent reminders that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. That's at peace.
Chill. Wow.
Yeah, that's,
hey, man.
That's heavy right there.
Man, that's real heavy, man. Well, he got to talk about them flags, bro. That really put a whole lot of things into perspective. Bro, brother, oh, man, you come through, man. And this piece was amazing, brother. I really enjoyed this.
Right.
You really painted the true picture of what it is. You know, and
yes,
we could sit back and pull wool over our eyes if we want to.
Right.
That's how we get God. That's how we get God. But we got to pay attention, you know, and be woke, as they used to say back in the day. Are you woke or are you asleep? Nah, bro, I'm awake. Start calling this stuff out, man. Start speaking out on it. And don't just sit idle and sit by. Martin didn't sit by. Malcolm didn't sit by.
Didn't.
You know, even Rosa Parks. She didn't. She sat down, but she wasn't giving up her seat.
No, she wasn't, brother.
And Harriet Tubman was leading, bro. She was leading.
Oh, yeah. On the Ground Railroad, brother. So, I'm telling you.
What are we doing?
Exactly.
This piece tells the truth on many levels.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Why, son?
Listen, what he did with this piece was give it life. And he touched on so many topics with this that if you're paying attention to where this is going, you got to ride that out and follow where this cat is going, poetically speaking.
Oh,
all
yeah.
I did was sit back, man, and I just closed my eyes and I just let him spit that and I just rolled the piece. I thought it was absolutely brilliantly written. and I'm humbled that he took this piece to the get down.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, brother.
Mm.
You would not believe, bro. And before we get you on over to the dance floor, man, let everybody know what you got going on in the world of poetry, bro.
Oh, check this out. I host my McCall's of a radio show called Voices Behind the Pen every Monday night on the Poet Radio Network on Tossie.com. Every Monday night at from 8 to 9 my Central Time, but it's 9 Eastern Time. The number is 605-562-0444. Show ID 93-1955. Just press that one and get in and express yourself through poetry.
There you have it.
Express yourself every Monday night.
Appreciate you, Kip.
That's what I do.
I love it, bro. So y'all know what to do. Go hit his show up early and come on back to Epiphany Show. You know, that's all you do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be here for you. That's it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I said, I hope this can't be the last time this brother come on to the get done and bless us with this talent.
No, it won't be the last time. Trust me, man, it won't be the last time.
Appreciate you, brother. My brother. All right, brother, get on that dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
Man. J-Rob. Woo.
Talk to me.
Brother came in here. He came in here. He laid it down for us, man. He laid it down for us.
He most definitely did. That was an absolutely exquisite piece. I like what he did with that.
Yeah. Dynamite. Man, let's keep this party going, man. Next up on a mic, area code 917. Welcome to the Get Down. Please let everybody know who we have on the mic. Mary Code 917, are you muted?
Maybe they're just a little too shy right now, man.
That's all right. We'll come back to you. It's no problem. We'll come back to you.
Hey, man.
Hey, we're going to go back to that one. But this next one,
Go on.
I've been waiting on. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we got Sinister Spittle.
Hi,
oh.
Good evening.
What's happening, Sinister?
I'm not much. How are you guys doing?
It's
doing
good
to
hear your voice, bro.
Man, it's so good to hear you, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, I got your invite, and, you know, the night opened, and I thought, yeah. Hell, I got a new piece that I just broke kind of on this topic, so I'm going to stop by now.
My man.
Van, get out the way, Van. Get out the way, Van.
I'm moving, bro.
I'm getting out the way. That's on you. Get down.
This is Frivolous Wonderings. Cater, if you will, to my foolish whim now so desperately in flaunt. You clamor to catch a glimpse of the fool I'm making of me? Please. It's a spectacle, all right, but not the kind you thought so graciously inclined. The oracle of madness and pure utter nutter is you, dear sparrow, crying proud. It never ceases to amaze me how desperately malice peons can get. So many worker bugs attempting to ascend upon derailed courses. It's the idiocracy, babe and still, that's pacified the masses. It's nobility squandered our future stability and undermining equality long ago. Dozens quote. The falsity promised millennia ago is like a speed bump for the retarded. Slow rolling like a West Coast hombre searching for chicas and drugs. Dimwitted captions should soar above that dense head of lead, grazing in toxic, effervescent media spooled hysteria of lies. Gorge, placenta, As Copper Penny's absent, we stockpile tiny spools of self-empowerment wire. Dreary old Scotland and London whores by the droves would agree over tea. Shit fire a geriatric witch stain determines what I fabric and desecrate. And believe in Armageddon, son, this may begin the world as we know its end. Supplicate your vision. Cover the eyes of any left that are innocent of drafts of gore, desensitized in Krulian waves of tragic mongering of the many. Melodic fusions of overproduction are grafted in the wrinkles of time. Something splendid to speak on when it comes to mass reformation deviates withholding. How's one not to step farther back and disengage with the dyslexia? Exposure to such weather is treacherous for the minerals that keep my unique skin shining. Let's go spelunking in a quest to discover forgotten potent brands. I journey pleasantly on plateaus filled with breathtakingly painful wisdom. Something known. Presenting serial number identifications as a corrosion that's become PC. Will such invasion of dulled up siestas break gumption on your sidestep? As you always found alienation, despite never tweaking gravitational bliss, must be comforting condoning separations of critical thoughts wider than your legs. Narrow reason. Such to slide past and just be but adrift upon your grand chalice. Intoxication overflows from the precipice of your elocution amidst dead peers. Wearily, I again sit back to calibrate how I will defend virtue from only shit pants. Vindication of passive parallels is frivolous amongst the quelled sins. And so it began. In peace.
Yo.
Bro.
First of all.
You go, man.
Hey, man, first of all, one thing about a Sinister Spittle piece, you got to pay attention from start to finish. And my brother, you was right. This piece is spot on for tonight's topic. Bro, crazy spit. The way that you use your words, your metaphors, your cadence is always... But, bro, did you say gentrification at the end of that piece? Is that what you said towards the end of that piece? I just want to make sure I heard everything right.
Vindication of passive parallels is frivolous amongst the club's sons and so on.
Bruh. Yeah, y'all heard it. Why, son?
Y'all heard it. Listen. For anybody out there that is not a fan of this brother's, listen to this on the replay. This brother, ooh, my man. I am so glad you came on to get down with this fresh ink. I love how you pour metaphors into your pen and make it do what it do. You are incredible. Absolutely incredible. I am a huge fan. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That was
phenomenal, bro.
Thank you. Mm. You're a bad boy.
Yes, sir, indeed. It's good to hear you, bro. It's good to have you back, man. I hope this ain't the last time we hear you, bro, because we need to hear from you more, bro.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been kind of stepping back from everything late, you know. We just moved and settling into the new house and getting accustomed to life as it is now, and, you know, but I'm making my appearances slowly here and there. Check out IG. I got a recent video on there. And, Sinister Spittle is alive and well and will be flooding the airwaves soon enough.
My brother, appreciate
it. That's all
it,
I want to know.
All right, my brother, we're going to send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Sinister Spittle. One love, one mic, bro.
I love
one
mic.
Yo.
That dude is bad for no reason.
Ooh. Next up on the mic, man. Yes, he is, man. We're going to keep it going, man, because this is just too good, man. It's just too good to slow down. Next up.
Who are we talking about, Vin?
Bro, we got our West Coast Go-Go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
I'm doing fine. You say West Coast go, old brother?
East Coast, brother.
No, I'm on the East Coast.
Did I say West Coast?
East Coast.
I said East Coast.
Yeah, West Coast. Sincere is the West Coast. Sincere is West Coast. I'm East Coast.
Hey,
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I know that, bro. I know that, bro.
Go-go.
I know you, man.
It's all good.
What my boy say, J-Rob? Held outside, pointing my weapon. He
held
outside.
There you go.
From VA. Yeah,
there you go.
Brother.
How y'all doing?
Doing all right, bro.
It's
how
a
you
nice
feeling,
a good
man?
Night, man, and you're here.
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, y'all one of my favorites, so, you know.
Hey, we're the blessed ones.
Yes, sir.
We're the blessed ones. So.
Yes.
Listen, Mr. Automatic, dig this. Before we talk about any go-go, because you know I'm going to go-go on the go-go when it's time to go-go. But tonight we're talking about what social issue inspire you. I would say you're pen, but you're a freestyle fanatic. So,
well,
I'm gonna get banned out the way.
I can tell you. What I'm building inside of me, it's called Black Revolution Matter. I put that on my on Facebook, Black Revolution Matter. If you ever go on my page, I think that it's time for a change to come. I think that when I look at where we were yesterday, and look at where we are now, I believe that Black Revolution matters. We already said that Black Lives Matter, but I think we gotta go bigger than that.
Agreed.
So
totally agree. So with that being the case, Van and I are getting out the way, brother, and we want you to get on down.
Okay. The name of this piece is called Black Revolution Matter. I stand right here today, my brothers and sisters. These are the days when black men and women and children have been beaten down by the police. I challenge you. I want you to extend your mind to a change, to escape this pain. What happened to Philando Castile, shot dead in front of his woman and his child? Such a sad day. Such a sad day to Eric Gardner. Such a sad day. My brothers and sisters, so many of us brutally beaten. I can feel it in the ancestors. Realize in these days that Black Revolution matter. It must matter to you. It matters to me. Still, Breonna is trying to get justice. I need you to understand what I'm saying. Our people are being beaten and reparations we have not received yet. I am calling on a war to lies. No need to compromise. You need to go ahead and open up your eyes. When I speak the truth. When I speak, I'm speaking the word of what we deserve. So many times that other people have been looked out for and no president has came to our aid, where it's been delayed. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, not to be afraid. Only in the eyes that we stand in front of this darkness of a path. We count the math. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead. When liberty and justice have not been for all. That is why we said that black lives matter, but not saying that your life doesn't matter, but a government never recognizing our lives.
But I had to change it to Black Revolution Matter. Black Revolution Matters. When I say Black Nationalism, Black Revolution Matters. When I say Nat Turner Rebellion, Black Revolution Matters. When I say the Civil Rights Act, Black Revolution Matters. When I say the Unity Walk, oh, Black Revolution Matters. Because we need Black Nationalism. The ancestors have spoken. You will hear what we have to say. There will be change someday. That we will not be oppressed by the oppressed. I must address when Black Lives Matter. When we get into the revolution of Black Revolution Matter, we will never sell for less. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, take it, send them all in, proper and drive.
Spit that spit, boy. I like this. Let them know what they need to know. Let them know what they need to know so they can do what they need to do when it's time to do what needs to be done. Very good spit. Very good spit.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Automatic, Charismatic.
Hey,
man, I heard so many different cadences in this piece. You know, on the one hand, I was like, oh, he about to go in. Then he calmed down just a little bit. Then he went back up. Then he went back down. And I could tell he was really feeling the flow. He was digging the content as he was getting more involved in your freestyle. And this was a dope spit, man. This was uniquely different from, you know, I hear your cadence when you do your other conscious pieces. But I like what you were saying in this, bro. I love what you were saying in this.
Yes. Thank you. My dream is to create a movement that Black Revolution Matter. That's my content. That's what I'm building up. Once I build up a website, I'm gonna teach about Fannie Lou Hamer, Dr. King, Malcolm X, you know, all our great leaders, all the great teachers. The first thing that we need is education. We can never rise until we learn about ourselves. That's it. So we have to be educated minded, and then we can march, and then we can show that we're not playing. We got to make demands like Black people did in the 60s. We can change things.
I'm 100% with you on that. People got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired to make that tired turn into change.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, exactly. That's exactly how you said it better. Exactly.
My man.
Totally dig this piece. Totally dig this.
All right, my East Coast go-go brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor.
Yeah. Now, since I have both of the go-go brothers, y'all go, have some go-go music. You know, the go-go music I come from the East Coast to the West Coast. You know, might put a little bit of West Coast be on the go-go music. Yeah.
All right, bro. Yes, sir. DJ said he got something for you now. He said he got something for you. So get on over there and, you got to show some moves on the dance floor now.
All right.
Come on, then.
One love, thing. One mic, brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
one love,
that's our brother.
One love, one mic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Wow.
Doing that thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was dope.
That was dope, man. Like I said, man, I thought he was about to go in, and then he dropped it back down. I said, oh, he playing with the cadences right now and the tempo. I dig it, though. I dig it.
I like
but
what you did.
But you're tuned into Epiphany Radio. Absolutely. No doubt. I would give you the dial-in number, but if you ain't dialing before 11 o'clock, it don't matter because we're into the overtime segment. So we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, Jay is our brother. Jay Walk in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
Man, you said it wrong. You said it wrong. It is the Jay Walk in the building.
There you go.
The.
There you go. There
the,
you go.
Not the V. Capital P. E. Capital J. A. Y. With a W.
Yes, sir. Salutations.
What's good, bro?
How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
Today's a great one.
Oh, man. I've been tuned in, man, back and forth. Had my antennas on, man. They told y'all last week, man, sometimes you can't. You can't throw flames to something that's already on fire.
Come on now. All you can do is just add a little bit more gasoline to make it hotter.
Just add a little bit more gasoline, man. So, you know, that's what we're about to do.
Come on now.
Hey man, this is a great topic. Great topic, man. So, you know, I'm definitely with it.
Is it your turn, Van?
Nah, it's your turn, bro.
Cool. Jay?
Yes, sir. Yes,
tonight
sir.
We're asking, bro. Tonight me and Van is on it. And this I know this is up your alley. I know this is up your alley because I have a finger, I'm trying to have a finger on the pulse of really good poets. And considering that Van and I are a fan of your work, bruh, what social issues inspires your pen? Whatever that may happen to be, me and Van are going to get out your way because I want to hear the smoke and get on down.
Hey, man, let's unpack this thing. Philando Castile, Tamir Rice, Paul Bearer for this one, Paul Bearer for that one. How many more of us must die? All cops are not bad cops. Let's put that rhetoric to rest. But all cops are not good cops. Gun, 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 they scream as fingers squeeze, leaves another family in disarray and disbelief. Code words for killing a black man is he got a gun. They wonder why when we see cops we tend to run. Walter Scott, Terrence Crutcher, Paul Bearer for this one, Paul Bearer for that one. You know, how many more of us must die? Another father not going home. Another father lost his son, and vice versa. Routine traffic stops is always followed by illegal search and seizures. Freeze, put your hands up, is never heard of a gunshot. I guess we really do have the right to remain silent. Samuel Du Bois, Sandra Bland, Paul Bearer for this one, Paul Bearer for that one. How many more times should we die? How many more of us must die before we reach social consciousness? How many more bullets to the chest? Wonder if that was all part of the plan. Wonder if that's what they mean when they say, let's make America great again. From enslaving us to beating and cheating us. No more Martin and Malcolm's leading us. They're trying to stop the breathing of us. I guess it's nigger season. Because they hunting us. Gunned down in the street. Gunned down in our homes. In all reality, it's not even safe to be black anymore. I feel like I'm under attack. Can't breathe because America got his knee on my neck. Running away gets me shot in the back. As a matter of fact, it's a crime just to be black. Freddie Gray, not Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, Alton Sterling, Kristen Taylor, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Botham Jean, Breonna Taylor, Paul Bearer for this one, Paul Bearer for that one. How many more of us must die? Alton Sterling was shot down. Malcolm Brown was gunned down. Botham Jean was shot in his home. And George Floyd was choked out. Paul Bearer for this one. Paul Bearer for that one. How many more of us must die? Yo, that's my piece.
Ooh. Very poignant.
Ooh.
Very, very poignant.
That was heavy.
Mm.
Really, really heavy. Another one of those pieces, man, that I know emotions were high when you were writing it because I can just tell by the content and just how you deliver the names. Now, bro, when you say Paul
yeah.
Bearer for this, Paul Bearer for that one, it speaks to everything that J-Rob's piece was and my piece was and everybody else's piece that came after. It's like we're writing a whole story tonight. And
yes, sir.
Why
you know, it... you know what, before you go, man, it don't even hit you, man, until you say all those names, you know?
Yeah. Wow. J-Rob.
And then it hits you real different. You say all those names, and they hit, and you realize, yo, this is something that's very real. And while I may not know him, this is real.
Yeah.
And this has got to stop. Which is why I said in my piece earlier, I hope we get to a position where teardrops stop fertilizing cemetery grass. It's horrible, man.
It's heavy.
This piece really hits home.
It's crazy. After listening to everybody, this wasn't even a piece I was starting with. This wasn't even a piece I was going to even go with. But it changed over listening and feeling the words that went before me. And so I This one had to be read with everything that was said before I came on.
Right on.
My brother.
Whew, thank you for that, man.
Sir.
For real. Thank you for that.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me, bro.
You see, this is what Van and I talk about. When poets come through and they lay it on the mic for us to hear, when you touch people and it moves folks, this is exactly why shows like this exist. You don't know who you want to touch. Starting with me and Van, you never know who you want to touch. But when you lay hands on us poetically, we feel it.
Hey, man, tonight, every poet, every word was necessary.
Indeed.
Right on.
Indeed.
So right, everybody went before me. Everybody went before me, man. Definitely get a standing ovation from me and IA. Well done.
Well done to you too, Poet.
Right on. Without question. Without question, man. We got mad love for you over here in the Get Down, bro.
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey, like I say, man, I appreciate our brothers having me.
Man, we appreciate you.
Unfortunately, you can't get rid of me in vain. You're kind of like family now, so.
Yeah, ain't no going away, bro. Ain't no going away.
You stuck with us, bro.
Hey, man, hey, you know what? It's a good place to be stuck. I can tell you that.
There you go.
Appreciate you, bro.
You know,
there you go.
The show, man. Hey, yo, like I said, I appreciate it, man. Dang, man, I'm feeling some kind of way. I think I needed that myself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Speak on it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man. Hey, man, you know, it was funny when I got off with you guys last week, man, and it kind of put me in the mind of all the poets that speak, that spit. Man, we definitely got to get together, man, and, you know, we all shoot our own video, we all do. Man, but this kind of reminds me of, remember back in the day, man, we all in the same gang or self-destruction.
Hey, bro. Hey, J-Rob. He on my stuff, man. Get out my stuff, man.
Jay, I'm going to tell you something. Me, Van, David Mai, and another cat was talking about doing just that, spitting a piece from the city that we're in. And we're going to put it all together. And now that we got you, we got to get you on this too. We got to make this happen before it gets cold outside.
Hey, I'm in Texas. Yeah, ain't no such thing. Every now and then it gets a little cold.
Oh, yeah, but that don't get cold on that.
Oh, you lucky devil. Oh, you lucky devil.
You know, you guys may be shoveling snow, but, man, every I'll say a couple of years, we may get a little bit, but we don't do that around here.
Hey, bro, I'm in South Carolina. I'm in South Carolina. We don't see no snow. We don't see that.
I'm in New York. So before it gets cold in New York, let's figure out a way to put this together so I can do it outside and join my boys. So I want to write something, try my best to commit it to memory and do my piece, submit it, and we'll put it all together, man. I'll make the video pop with whatever music we got in the background. You don't need no music, just an acapella, whatever you want to say. And
hey, I shared it with you before, but I got an idea for music. I'll remind you back channel because I don't want to put it out into the airways for somebody else to come. You know, intellectual property is worth a lot of money. But
we'll make this happen. Hit me back channel, but we got to put Jay Walker on that. Me, you, Jay Walker. I think Mojave will get down, but there's one more cat. Chris the Gifted. There you go.
Got to have
Chris
him.
The Gifted.
Yeah.
Chris the Gifted.
Yeah.
Give me that. He's in that title, too. I'm with it. Give me a title. I'm with it.
All right.
We're going to talk in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, good brother. We're going to the Get Down dance floor, man, so we can keep the party going. But stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen.
We'll do.
Our brother, Jay Walk. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
My man.
Bruh.
Man, wait till we had this discussion, man. I tell you what, man, just wait. We're going to keep it going. Next up on the mic, oh, man. You know who we got, Jay? You know who we got?
Talk to me.
Bro, we got me Caribbean brother, Ed Burks. What's good, bro? Respect.
Yeah, man, everything cool, brothers. Yeah, man, every time, man. Same. Every time, trust me.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Ed
so
Burks.
You,
what?
Yeah, man.
Ed Burks, the third. Welcome
exactly.
To the Get Down, brethren. Welcome to the Get Down.
Yeah, man, me here, man, you know. No doubt about it. I'm here tonight, man. That little piece, black power piece, revolutionary type of piece, man.
Yes,
my
sir.
Man.
Yes,
my
sir.
Man.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Listen. For a treat tonight,
yeah. Listen. I'm moving away from the microphone,
man.
No? I want
right,
you to do
you
this
come.
Piece. Van, move out the way.
All right, cool.
I'm moving.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, cool. Yeah, man, hit me go, sir. Stokely shouted, freedom is a shotgun. On the Mississippi night circa 1963, the Negroes were tired of nonviolence, very tired of police brutality. Stokely stood tall at the podium. Everyone was anxious to hear that man speak. The crowd was ready for revolution. This crowd was disciples of Gandhi. I'm sorry, disciples of Malcolm, never Gandhi. Stokely started speech quietly, passionately. His voice started to rise. When Stokely used the phrase, black power, it sent shockwaves through their minds. Stokely shouted, black power. The crowd replied loudly, black power. Stokely said, it's what we need. Them again shouted, black power. Stokely shouted, black power. The crowd again chanted, black power. Then Stokely said, right on, brothers and sisters. Stokely said, freedom is a shotgun. With a shotgun, not speeches, we'll achieve our peace. With our unified black determination, with a shotgun, we can protect our community. This poem here isn't about hatred. It's about freeing our enslaved minds. It's also about black pride and liberation. Learn to love our nappy sublime. The crowd related to Stokely's message, understood the anger in an undermined speech. Because this crowd here related to Brother Minister, not the insanity of Mahatma Gandhi. Amen. Black power.
Amen. Black power. Black power. Yo, when me brother said, I felt this when he said it. Black power shooting shockwaves through their minds.
Hmm.
The imagery
got
I got
man,
from
bro.
That.
Yeah, man.
Bro,
that poem basically was about, that poem was about when Stokely Carmichael in Mississippi, because Stokely was
yes,
part of SNCC, right? Maybe he's part of SNCC.
Yes, he was.
And King was that Southern Leadership Christian, you know, whatever. And so Stokely gave a speech in Mississippi wearing coveralls at night. And then that's when he coined that phrase, black power. And so it's in black
yes,
and
sir.
White, real grainy. But you're seeing it, you know what I'm talking about. So another poem he's saying, a brother was saying, freedom is a shotgun. Right? And so that's why I tied that shit together,
yes,
man. See? And I came about that.
Yes,
because at that point,
yes,
black folks weren't trying to hear turn the other cheek. Right? They weren't trying to hear
nope.
That. They weren't trying to hear about Mahatma Gandhi. They listened to Malcolm X. And that's
because Malcolm
was,
said, he said, I'm tired of turning the other cheek so you can hit me again. And it's time. Mm-hmm. That you
yeah.
understand exactly how I feel when my fist touch yours.
Yeah, man.
He said, if
I
the
mean,
dog
they,
bites you, bite the dog.
Yeah.
Yo, man, this white man was walking with Stokely Carmichael and Martin Luther King in a protest. So the white man asked Stokely by Martin about nonviolence. He's still dedicated to nonviolence. Martin basically said, yeah, man, I'm dedicated. That's Stokely. That Stokely said that, no, I'm not. I never have been. He said, nobody asked a white man to turn the other cheek. And he said, by us turning the cheek, it may come out as more aggressive to you, which is good. So yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Nah, man, we appreciate
And remember
you.
That part where Martin said, sometimes you might have to bite the man who's holding the dog?
Yeah, man, that was later on, right? But he started changing, right, before they killed him. Because Martin started, his philosophy, he realized that these white folks is crazy. And so they're not going to listen to about non-violence. They're warmongers. Not all of them. Not all of them. But a lot of them down south was evil people there. And so Martin made that statement as growing up as a man. He was only 38 when he died.
Yes,
and
sir.
So that's where that comes from. You know what I'm saying? When Martin started changing, the man did the poor people's campaign, right? He sucked into white folks' money. And so
yes,
that's
sir.
When
all right.
hell broke. You're like, oh, hell no. They're like, no, hell no. That's it. He did them too much. And that's when they killed him.
Interesting. He died at 38. Jesus died at 33. Makes
Malcolm
you wonder.
Malcolm died at what? How old was Malcolm?
Yes, sir.
40.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what I'm saying? Megan Evers, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, George Floyd, Sandra Bland. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Just asking for it to stop.
You got to, we
That's
be
not
all
too
night.
Much to ask for.
Yeah, man. But it's not going to stop until we stop it.
Yes, sir.
That part.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, true.
That part.
My brother.
And that's why we have to take a more conscious effort to make it stop.
Yeah, man. Stop the killing. Four people in Oakland got murdered on the same day. On the same day. All of them was under 30. They're all under 30 in black. So we got to stop this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And start waiting for Babylon to stop it. You know, please help us, right, all that shit. No, we have to stop up and control
we
our communities. And you know what I'm saying? Talk to your local youth, them.
Yes,
but
sir.
Anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on. Big respect. One love, one mic. Slash on body line.
Yes, sir. One love, one
Yo,
mic.
Yo, big up
brother.
To you, brethren. Big up
man.
To you, sir.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
Respect, Sing. Respect. Mm. Our good brother, Caribbean brother Ed
Love
Burks, coming through, sharing that knowledge, man, and that peace, fire peace, fire peace. Man, whew, we're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to keep this party. Next up on the mic, we have our brother, Just Jay, is in the building. What's good, Just Jay?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing tonight?
Today's a great night, brother. How are you?
Man, I've been hearing y'all getting these guys out here with this great poetry, man. Y'all been doing an awesome job, man. I've been enjoying the whole rip.
Thank you,
That's
brother.
What's
we
up,
appreciate
bro.
You, man. We appreciate you.
Yes,
we
sir.
We
yes,
appreciate
sir.
You. Yes, sir.
It's time for us to hear you, though, bro.
Say it again, brother.
I said it's time for us to enjoy you, though, man. You deserve
All
to
right.
be enjoyed.
All right.
But before we get into it, man, you know, we're talking about what social issues inspires your pen. Just Jay.
Yes, sir.
You ready to get down, bro? You
ready I'm to ready down? To get down.
Get on down.
Appreciate y'all, bro. As I inhale to exhale. To form this wind gale, there will be no exon or shell. This poem will be gas-free. As it will tell a tale about me telling Soupy Sales he can no longer sell seashells down by the seashore that I know for sure he didn't get from the seafloor, but out of some lady's dresser drawer. Because we know he was piss poor like a dirt floor and always wanted more, fed up with life's deficiencies, so his heart sought war. You see, his heart was forged from a chunk of iron ore, and that's the reason why the condom tore. Before being a bad seed, he started out as one half of a bad spore, and that was before he told the store faces to the floor. Not seeing the plainclothes bad cop waiting for his op to get the drop. Forget about thinking it out. This is the moment this cop has always dreamed about. I'll be a hero after I take him out. As the curtain rages and rages, the stage is set. One heart pumping Jack and the other crown. So we wonder who would chase with pops and life points drop like Dow Jones stocks, boomsticks, and pop rocks don't play a lot. Why does the goose chase the fox in this child's paradox? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seconds from a shootout, crowded in a tight spot. Paul.
Yo.
Oh, so you just gonna set us up with the left and then knock us with the right. I see what you do.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Lull everybody to sleep with that left, and then booyaka, cock us with that right.
Yeah,
I like
amen.
What you do with the piece, bro.
Appreciate that, Rob.
Van Meadows, what say you?
Hey, yo, he has so much going into this piece. I'm listening. I'm like, yo, this is uniquely creative. He touched on a whole lot of issues, but he touched on them a lot differently. But that tongue twister about the seafloor, my dude.
She
didn't know how you
by
got
the
through that.
That she didn't get from the seafloor.
Yeah, I don't even know how you got through that, bruh. Hey, man. And then we talked about when the condom tore. Man, you had a lot going on in here, bro. I'm sitting here listening,
man.
Like, hold on. I'm like, hold on. This just Jay? This just Jay doing this? Yeah. I know you got it in you, bro. I know you got it in you. And this right here demonstrates that,
I wrote
that,
this
man.
While I was here, man. I wrote this coming to the get down. And I finally realized how to deliver it. And I just realized it tonight, as a matter of fact.
Wow. That's phenomenal, bro. That's phenomenal, man. I'm going to add some tongue twisters to mine and see how it worked out. Because that was good,
yeah,
man. I really enjoyed this piece. I really enjoyed this piece, man. Without question.
Thanks, man.
Dude, man.
You out here thinking, don't nobody love you. We both was digging this piece, man.
For real.
Come on now.
For real.
Thanks, J-Rob.
Hey, man.
Listen.
No, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, real recognizes real, and I really dig this piece. So when he spits like this, man, I'm in another zone, because this is what I gravitate towards when he's spitting. I mean, I love his work anyway, but when he does this, this is what I'm like, wow, I see you.
Yeah.
Man, that's huge.
Hey, man, listen, before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, they've been doing some crazy stuff over there all night. We had some huckabucking. We had some two-steps. We had some I don't know. It was just a lot of stuff going on, and me and J-Rob won't get over
I know two of them
bit,
people.
You know two of them people? My man.
Yeah, I know two of them people.
I know two of them people.
I can recognize them by the dance step.
Too funny, man.
I'm
too
sorry.
Funny. Too funny. He said,
yeah,
I know two of them. I know two of them. Just two of them. Dude. Hey, man, would you be so kind, man, just to let everybody know what you got going on in the world of poetry, bro?
Oh, my goodness. This is one of my dream interviews that I'm going to have this Sunday. It's going to be about... It's going to be about legacy. It's going to be about getting to know the poet. That person would be no other than Van Meadows over there at Clubhouse at the Small House of Poetry. We'll be there at 6
Is that
Central.
Right? Is that right? Is that right? Okay.
Yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and get to know that.
Hey, man, I cannot wait. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Man, we excited over there too, man. We was rocking your PTR the other day, man, in one of the rooms. It was a decent, nice-sized room, man. And everybody was seeing your face all over the place, man. They gave us a chance to shout out your interview, too. And the person said they're going to be there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to just meet all of the people. You know, sometimes when you're in the Small House Poetry group on Facebook, it's one thing. But, you know, if they're not calling the blog talk shows or talk show shows and they write there in Clubhouse, it's a whole new avenue to reach out and reach people. Everybody should want to be an inspiration to someone else. And if I can just inspire one person, I've done my job. So I'm looking forward, and I thank you for the opportunity, man. I really do.
I'm shooting for you inspiring a room full of people, man.
from your lips to God's ears, man, we're going to make it happen.
Yes, sir, man. We all looking forward to it, man. J-Rob, we will be catching up with you, sir. We'll be catching up with you. I appreciate y'all.
I look forward to such an endeavor, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's up. I'm about to get out y'all way, man, and man.
All right, my brother.
This is home.
Get to that dance floor, man. I don't know what you're going to do out there on that dance floor, man, but whatever you do, it's got to be funky.
I'm about to put that funky chi on their ass.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes. Ladies
all
and
right,
gentlemen,
Tommy.
Catch our brother Clubhouse this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central. Just Jay in the building. One love, one mic, bro.
That's indeed. Love. One love, brother.
Man, oh my goodness. Hey, man, I feel like I had a full course meal tonight, bro. I'm so stuffed.
Listen.
Man, I'm so stuffed. But
this was a really good thing.
Yes, indeed.
I feel
yes,
fed, too.
Yes, indeed. Mm.
And when y'all look at the playlist from tonight, there's a lot of stuff y'all ain't never heard before that's in there.
Man. Mm. You know, before I give y'all the lineup, let's talk about an upcoming show. Not next week, but it's coming. It's coming. Y'all know your favorite CDs, your favorite cassettes, your favorite albums, your favorite downloads on Spotify or wherever you download your music. You know you got those songs that are played mainstream in the radio, but what about those songs that don't get no love on an album that happens to be your favorite? And you're like, man, why didn't this song get no play? So what we're going to do in a future coming episode of the Get Down, as soon as we get the playlist together, we are going to take those songs, and for 3 hours straight, we're going to run through the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And we're going to find those songs that didn't get no airplay that happens to be some of your favorites, my favorites, your grandmother's favorites, your aunties, your uncle's favorites. And we're going to play those tracks, and we're just going to randomly open up some mics and let y'all talk about the songs. Maybe you know the song, maybe you don't know the song, how it made you feel. We're going to have that kind of show. We're going to switch it up for just that one show, just a little bit. So I hope that's all right with everybody. But if you got a song that you know that should be a part of that show, hey, our inbox is open. Hit us up. It don't matter the genre because we love all music. Where my classical music people out? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? You out there?
Come on now. Where my Beethoven lovers? My Bach, my Brahms. Chopin. Where are my classical music lovers at?
Where you at? Or what about?
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go on, man. No, you first.
I was gonna say, what about my reggae heads? Hmm?
I know you got some cuts that's like, yeah, this ain't getting no play on the radio, but it is a bomb cut. My jazz
people. How about our black opera people?
Ooh, where you at? Where you at? So you got to be a real
people that like Leontine Price.
Come on, come on. What about my Etta James fans? Y'all out there? Y'all out there? I know we're not just gonna hear just tonight. We're not even gonna play that joint. We're not gonna play that one. I was talking to somebody about Stephanie Mills as I was singing Holmes. Like, what? Who sang that? But we're not going to play Home. We're going to play another cut from that album. Where y'all at? Where my rock lovers at? Where my rock lovers at? Some Metallica, some Whitesnake, some Bon Jovi. Where y'all at? I tell you what. Y'all got some time to let us know. And we're going to go through it. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. We're going to go through it. We're going to have some fun that night, y'all. We're going to have some fun.
We're going to take y'all back.
We definitely going to take them back. We're going to take them back. We're going to bring them forward. We're going to take them back again. Bring them forward. We're just going to have a ball. We're just going to have a ball. But let's talk about what's happening in Epiphany for the rest of this week into next week, right? Tomorrow night, join us for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kim Breller, Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. Saturday night, join me, Poetic. But let's talk about it where we do date night differently. And I told y'all I was going to have a topic for y'all, right? I did tell y'all. So here's what we're going to be talking about. When you're in that moment of a breakup and y'all live together, what's the time frame for somebody to leave the dwelling place? What is that time frame? Is it a week? 30 days? We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. Sunday night, join us, Clubhouse at 7 with Jess J and yours truly. And then immediately following that is the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. It's Youth Poetry Night, y'all. Monday night is King and not so fast. It's going to be the return of the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic, y'all. Hey, y'all ready to pick up y'all pens again? Man, I cannot wait. Tuesday night, Mojave is up in the air, but what type of show he going to have? Is he going to be Fly Speak, The Hidden? Mojave will let you know whatever one it is. We did War Council this week, but if he wants to run War Council back, he can do it. And Wednesday night, if y'all missed the Erotic Love Zone last night, let me tell y'all something. It went down. So next Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Pearl and Negra. Make sure y'all tune in. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Get Down with that dude, Mr. DSP, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Wise Son.
A.K.A. LSP. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, bro. Hey, man, last words, man. We're going to start with you tonight.
First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, and to all the poets, thank you for giving us your time. Thank you for blessing us with what you do poetically, because without you, we don't have a show. And I know sometimes some of these topics touch y'all differently, but when y'all bring it, y'all bring it. And man, I appreciate what you do when you do what you do. So thank you to all the poets, to my brother Van Meadows. You know how much I love you, dog. I did our show inside of a Jeep Grand Cherokee from St. Louis. You know who loves you. Bruh,
yes,
I'm not
sir.
Missing my show. You know, unless I'm sick, I ain't missing the show, bruh. But like always, man, and I got no problem reminding you how much I love you, bruh, because I can't do this without you. And I'm humbled that we keep getting a chance to do this show. For as long as we've been doing this show and people keep tuning in to this show, there's got to be something about the energy that we share that make people join us. And, man, it's a beautiful look, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you, bro. Salute to you.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, man. Salute to you, too, King. I love you, too, bro. I mean, listen, man. Listen. You my brother. You're my friend. And I can't do this show without you either, bro. And that was some love, y'all. Almost three hours in a car hanging out with the Get Down family? That was some serious love. But I appreciate you for it, bro. I appreciate you for being committed and making a sacrifice to be here on the Get Down with me, making sure that these poets, these callers, these listeners, everybody gets to hear some quality content and the ink that flows from your pen, my brother, because you, sir, are a phenomenal poet as well. We are not going to skip over that. And to the Get Down family, the callers, the listeners, Epiphany family, callers and listeners, let me tell you, without y'all, there is no Epiphany Radio. I don't care how many platforms we on, Speaker, Spotify, Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube, it doesn't matter where we are. If you're not here, we might not be anywhere. But when you come to Epiphany Radio, you are heard around the globe. You're international. So don't be surprised if you go to another country and you happen to say your name and someone recognizes you and they say, yo, you are a dope poet from the United States. I've listened to you on Epiphany Radio, and I just want to know, can I get your autograph? Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I got books from some of y'all, and I like autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget, you are an important and intricate piece of this network, and we do not take your time for granted. We want to make sure that everybody is heard here on Epiphany Radio. You come in, you press that one, we want to make sure you're heard. You deserve to be heard. And on a show like tonight, what social issues inspires your pen, we want to hear that. We want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give it back to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, who just made a way for us all to connect like this. Now, sometimes you're not going to enjoy everything you hear. It happens. It happens. But just know this. We love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
Nothing.
Good, bad, or ugly, like J-Rob did at the top of the show. Good, bad, ugly. We still love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Period.
Dang. That part.
So, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Renaissance Poetry. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we love you. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off.
Baby. Peace. Baby. Peace.